kind of changed our outreach. Our initial goal was to do more in-person events, just the pop-up open houses. And then as we kind of expanded our customer base to do online, but COVID meant that we started the online much sooner, and our customer base, especially over Christmas, just absolutely exploded. So they've been really expanding the soap making. People who could not meet in person but had been involved in the past have been meeting with the rest of that group virtually. The card making group has some people meeting in person and some people meeting virtually. So it's really been just kind of a smaller group doing the same thing, but having the capacity to, you know, do more sales. Christmas was huge. Valentine's Day, I was pleasantly surprised. Following that close to Christmas, the sales were good. And then we're in the middle of Mother's Day sales now. You know, we've offered new scents. We expanded to the wax melts. We're looking at possibly expanding, you know, other items that we would have for sale. So that's pretty much it.
Okay, thank you. Georgiana, did you have any comments or questions?
Really, the only question that comes to mind right now is how to distinguish between the Connections program and the Community First program. Is there a distinction?
Some of the people who participate in Community First groups also participate in the groups at the Crow. There are some people who exclusively just want to do the art or art expression and are exclusively at the Crow, but there is some overlap.
And Annette, you said that you were overseeing both programs.
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much for that. And we have two more programs, and I should note that it is 10:30 and this meeting is scheduled to go as late as 11, although if we finish early, I don't think anybody would be upset about that. So we have discussion about the Champaign County Head Start, Early Head Start, Mental Health Services, which may need a little bit of elucidation. Gail, do you want to start with that? Gail, are you ready?
I forgot I had myself muted. I was rambling on. Yes, I am ready.
Okay.
Sorry about that. So what this is a program that combines two previous programs, one that focused on developmental disabilities and one that was, I believe, exclusively funded by the Mental Health Board in the past. So we're looking at a program that is trying to provide services for children, low-income children in Champaign County Head Start and Early Head Start programs to provide them social, emotional, developmental support. And I think it's important that this support seems to me to be a very substantial and wraparound type of support. So we're not only seeing components in this program that go directly to the children, but also to the teachers who are working through this, working with these children in the Head Start program, and the parents. So there's a wide scope to this program that I think is important. It also is important that at least 10% of enrollment is for children with diagnosed disabilities, as it says in access to services for rural residents. So I know it's not perhaps really clear throughout this how developmental disabilities play into this. However, there's clearly children who are in Head Start programs are oftentimes in there because they have developmental disabilities as well as mental health or social emotional disabilities. So this is something that appears to be expanding because of the combination of these two programs. But I think it's interesting to note that in the funding and the utilization, it appears that we're achieving some cost savings by combining these two programs. It says that compared to both of these requests funded separately, there would be a decrease in funds requested overall of about $16,000-$17,000. So I think that's important to note based on the fact that it looks like there's a 55% increase in this. In the past, the contribution of the Champaign County Developmental Disabilities Board was relatively small in this and only focused in one of the two programs. But in reviewing this, I don't have a lot of questions on the numbers or the services that are being provided in the program. So I guess I'll stop there and see, Anne, if you have any concerns or questions in what you saw in your review. But I did not have any specific questions that I wanted or needed answered.
Okay, thank you very much for that overview, Gail. Is somebody here from the Head Start?
Apologies, it's possible that we did not ask them to come. We had sent out emails quite a while ago to agencies to make sure that they were at all of these meetings, but this one we might have missed. I'm not sure.
Okay.
There does not appear to be someone here. I will be able to answer some questions, and Kim may be able to answer others.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just have a couple of comments and then one question. I did pull out some numbers, and Georgiana, I hope you appreciate that. We're looking at number of individuals served. They anticipated 480 individuals served, and there were 64 in 2020, which I'm sure was because of COVID. And of these, we've got 90 that have treatment plan and 400 that are non-treatment plan. So I guess my first question is, what's the difference between treatment plan and non-treatment plan? And is this important? Is this something we should be paying attention to? Lynn or Kim?
So I think the numbers served is that's an undercount because we probably didn't grab the numbers from the other program. Is that right, Kim? The numbers served there would be only for the mental health piece. And then there would be also a number for those served through the separate DD contracts. And so I apologize for that. That looks like an undercount. I'm here at the office and could probably get you the true count. The difference between TPCs and non-TPCs has to do with the level of support. I think that's right. So what happened is that the DD board has started this program years and years ago, funding a very small enhancement to Head Start services to identify children who were at risk or had delays. And as the program evolved, it started to do more mental health-y things. So they then a few years ago, they applied to the mental health board for those mental health supports. So now they've got two separate contracts, but it's really all under the same team. The mental health board has a strong interest in early childhood services and would choose to use their DD dollars to support early childhood programming. So hence these two last applications that you're reviewing would very likely be funded by the Mental Health Board. And they have already, I think they've already talked to the agencies about these and seemed quite favorable to them. So what they asked last year was that Head Start combine all of these services under the program because they are run by the same very small group of people. So I think the difference between TPCs and non-TPCs is that the TPCs are having a plan written or some goals and strategies are being developed. There might even be like some counseling that's been a piece of this program too, consultations. And then the non-TPCs are the ones being screened. This is like, I think that everybody is screened routinely.
Okay.
Two intervals or maybe three intervals throughout the year. And they're using the same tools for all kids. So they're checking for any risk there. And they have always been doing both pieces. And I think it's probably, you all probably know more about this than I do, especially you pediatricians that at this very early stage, diagnosis is very hard to do. And so just identifying and working on any of these issues is helpful, whether it becomes a DD or an MI later. Anyway, so did that answer?
Okay. Yeah, that was a good answer.
Would you like to look for the true numbers?
That's okay. You can give that to us later. Okay. So I'm still confused about the funding with the Mental Health Board. The total being asked for is $326,000 plus some. Is that for the total program? Is that just our part of the program? That's the total program.
Yeah, okay. your part of the program. We based it on, we've had a series of conversations with the manager of this program about what proportion of the work is related to developmental delays and it's easier for them to count the people. So from that, we've determined that a fair split is something like, 37% Kim or 33%, something like that equates to about $122,000. So that's the DD piece, but it looks like the Mental Health Board can pay for that out of their DD dollars. It's just real important that that recommendation have support from the DD board if the DD board chooses to give that support.
Okay, so I'm still a little bit confused, but let me say what I think you just said, which is that we are not really asking the DD board to pay $326,000. That's going to come out of the Mental Health Board, but we're being asked to give our support for this program, just intellectual support. We say this is a valuable program. And if we were asked to give money to it, we definitely would give money to it.
I think
you're muted.
And you were on the Mental Health Board during some of these discussions. The Mental Health Board, you know, just by chance has some experts in this field. So it's been a nice fit for them. But it's still really important that this kind of decision be made jointly.
Okay.
So your review of this program and the next one is really important for these.
Okay. Two. So we may or may not have to come up with some money for this program. Is that the idea? We will not.
You will not.
Okay. The part that was confusing for me. I'm sorry. I read the whole thing and I still was confused about that. So we're being asked to say, yes, this is a good idea to do this program, especially because the Mental Health Board is going to pay for it.
And if you thought either of these two programs was not, should not be funded for whatever reason, or should not be funded at that level, what we would be coming back around to is there something else that we could suggest the Mental Health Board fund with their DD dollars?
Okay.
So, okay. You know, that's the other direction. We've done that before. It's not okay. A problem, but just for the sake of the agreement between the two boards is to do coordinated okay. planning.
So this is, we're advising the mental health board that we think this is a very good program that should be supported with the DD money that belongs to the mental health board. Is that clear? Okay.
Lynn, what's well,
that's
the-
my only question, yeah.
I'm sorry, Ann.
Go ahead.
Lynn, what is the total DD amount that the mental health board spends?
It goes, it is adjusted each year by a percentage of, by whatever the percentage change in the collected levy dollars. And so we don't really know yet. So we're going with the early estimate. So I think it gives us a total of something like, and Kim might know this, it's 718,000 some change, maybe 718,522. I think is is that right? 718,522 is the total for this year's allocation amounts, which is why it was important to Kim and me to have this negotiation with Head Start, just in case all of it can be done by the Mental Health Board. And it looks possible. That's, you know, we could end up with an awkward situation where they need to fund a little piece of something else, but we can deal with that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that is very helpful. Thank you. All right. Well, we have one more, and it looks like we are going to finish just before 11 o'clock. Developmental Services Center, Family Development, and Gail, you're up.
And again, this is a program that I think, as you pointed out, is just for our review and approval rather than the Developmental Disabilities Board being asked to chip in any money for this program. Am I correct in saying that? Lynn? Am I correct in what I just said?
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Okay, so then I think I can go through this fairly quickly then. This is valuable. We need this in the community. It's really important to have the services for 0 to 3 screening and then further treatment for those who are found to be eligible. It's a rather paltry amount that the state puts towards this. The Mental Health Board is funding 3/4 of the amount of money this program needs, with a nice kick in from United Way. But I guess my point here is, if the question for us is, based on the fact that we focus on issues of developmental disability. As we all know, developmental disability does not start at the age of 21 or 22 when services otherwise fall off. It's a long-term issue for children who are developing into adults and their families. And I think placing money at the early end of this spectrum in trying to evaluate, recognize, and provide services to mitigate as much as possible. This is invaluable.
Okay, thank you, Gail. I have just a couple of other comments about this. I agree, I think this is a very valuable program. And the state funding is inadequate. This is a program that was set up to fill gaps, although to say gaps, you would have to say a gaping hole. So it's a very valuable program in our community. Two other things. One is that a lot of the services are home services, which is very appropriate for this age group, and also rural access, according to my reading of this, has been excellent. That this is a program that really does serve the rural area. And looking at the demographics of the 724 people served in fiscal year 2020, it's very representative of the population in our community. And then I have one more comment, since we have not been mentioning the CLC plan. This is compliant with CLC, and I think they've made a lot of efforts to be culturally and linguistically sensitive and appropriate to the clients. Those are my only comments, and I have no questions. Any other comments or questions?
If I could just,
yes.
Regarding these two MHB, the proposal for the MHB to fund both of our, basically the child programs, did you say that we're expecting about $719,000 from the, so there is, the ask is larger than that when you combine both programs, just under $600,000 for DSC's family development, and the Head Start program is what, $326,000? What about the excess ask?
Because that's mental health services. So the mental health board could choose to pay for the whole mental health piece of that out of their regular
funding. Okay. Well, but they're only going to receive about $719,000, their levy potentially, the levied amount. So then you're saying they would go, they'd take our little DD pot, taking that $719,000 away, then they would use their, their other pot of mental health money.
Right.
Okay,
right. Thank you. So Deb, that brings a really important point. The mental health board is in a bad spot with their with their funding generally. And so the part of that Head Start program, which does mental health services, is actually at a greater risk right now than the DD portion.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so following up on that, Lynn, is there a possibility that we could revisit this and delegate some DD money to either one of these? Or is that?
Your money has to be spent on DD services. So,
okay.
So it would be, if you like these two applications, and they are both, you know, the DSC one is a long-standing program, long-funded.
Right.
The portion of the Head Start one that's DD is also long-standing, since maybe 2005. So, you know, if you're comfortable with, you have confidence in both of those programs, then we can, you know, put in your recommendations that you're recommending the Mental Health Board fund these, and then the following week they can consider funding them. If something goes wrong, I'll bring you back together. But I don't think you can put additional money in because it would cross over into the mental health services part.
Okay. All right. I'll trust you on that. Thank you.
This is why I asked the county board to help the mental health board.
Yeah. Good idea.
Okay, well, sorry, yes, I don't mean to belabor this, but let me just try to crunch a number here. So we've got an extra $720,000 that is developmental disability money that is going to the mental health board for them. $600,000, essentially, a little less, goes to the DSC program. That means that there is about $115,000 developmental disability indicated money that is left over for other services. Are there other programs where that DD money is used in the mental health board other than these two programs?
It would, so the scenario that seems most likely to me right now, and I'm just checking my numbers to make sure I didn't give you an incorrect amount. Oh, okay, 718, 521, not 522. So what it would equate to here is use all of, so fund, the mental health board could fund the whole DSC application, and they could also fund the whole Head Start application, but $122,000 of that is their DD dollars, and the rest is mental health dollars. And we did work with the manager of that program to make sure that that was a sound estimate of their service levels. That's not what you're asking. I'm sorry.
No, well, but it answers the question, I think.
Yeah.
So in other words, that money is being geared towards developmental disability services in the 0-3 program. It answers my question.
There are other scenarios that might be, maybe in the future, the mental health board should fund different kinds of DD programs, but they will always, until the two boards change the agreement that they have in place, they'll always be doing some amount of DD funding. And the type of DD funding is really up to, this time around they had a priority for early childhood. And that's because it suits this particular board. They have a lot of expertise in that area. In the future, y'all might want to collaborate on something different with those DD dollars. Like maybe, I don't know. It's been all kinds of different things in the past. So it could be in the future as well. I don't know if this is helpful or if I've just had too much coffee. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move along. That was really excellent. I'm not sure what else we have on the agenda, but I do want to talk about the upcoming schedule just a little bit. That might be on the agenda. So next month's meeting, which is May 19th, we are going to hopefully vote on all of these proposals that we have now pretty thoroughly discussed. So before that meeting, staff is going to get us summaries and recommendations and dollar amounts. Am I right? I see Lynn nodding.
You are right. We have been working on that document for about a month. So hopefully it'll be ready for you. We just have a lot of questions.
And we very much appreciate your work. And we look forward to seeing the document about a week before the meeting so that we can have some time to think about it. And then we're going to have the major work of the May 19th meeting is going to be approval of those programs and the dollar amounts, which goes into the oncoming year. And then that allows the staff to do negotiation of contracts. Am I right?
You are correct. I actually have a question for you about So you all have given us a lot to think about and talk about, and some things we need to follow up with agencies on prior to getting you that recommendations document. So that really is the main work, but the better the recommendations we bring you, the quicker that part of your meeting can go. So if we have understood your questions correctly, hopefully we'll match well, but we may still be asking you questions about what you want to see. There's another item that I'd like to introduce at that same meeting, and it is a revised funding guidelines. And the reason to do it now would be so that we can revise the contracts, because we're starting to appreciate that some of our financial accountability requirements still need to be tweaked so that the agencies can actually meet them. This is sort of a surprise business item, so I don't know if you want more time than that, but I thought maybe I could share with you all before the meeting what I'm thinking so that you have time to
think. Now, Lynn, is this the two attachments that you sent to us a couple of days ago?
Yeah, I only sent to the officers, to you and Gail, but I can send to others if you feel like comfortable with doing that during the May meeting. My rationale is just that we could change the contracts so that the agencies move forward with adjusted requirements that are maybe a little bit easier for them.
Okay, well, I will, as the chair, I will say, please do that. Please send that to everybody and let everybody have a chance to look at it. And let's put that on the agenda for the May meeting. I know that's a lot, but let's try to do that. Okay. And then I have to say, I made a mistake. I have not been out of town for more than a year, and I am going to be out of town, or I'm planning to be, the week of the June 23 meeting. So I will not be able to attend that meeting or chair that meeting. And I don't know what the agenda is for that meeting, if I am absent, everybody else has to be present in order to have a quorum?
Three people.
Okay. And somebody will need to chair the meeting.
Gail? So I can tell you a little bit about what I think we should do at the June meeting. I think we should take up the bylaws because it's pretty straightforward and you'll be getting new board members on July 1st. So we could move it to July, but it might be nice because you all have the knowledge to weigh in on new bylaws in June and also to look at a preliminary budget. And there was one more, I'd maybe talk about those group homes again. I might need to talk to y'all about that situation, but it would be probably a quick business item. So those were the three things that I had in mind for June.
Okay. All right, well, my apologies about the timing of my being gone, but. And then—
I'm just glad you can travel, Anne.
Well, it's a bicycle event, a week-long bicycle event. It's called Ride Illinois. And of course they canceled it last year and they're gonna do it with some modifications this year. And the big attraction for me, other than I like these bicycle events, is that we're gonna be down around Edwardsville, Illinois, which is my alma mater for my undergraduate. And I have not been back there for decades and everybody says it's changed a lot and I'm just looking forward to seeing what the campus looks like.
That's great. So,
yeah, so we'll see. I mean, I'm taking it week by week, whatever happens. And I have one more comment. This pandemic is far from over, far from over. We are vaccinating people. We now have reached the very interesting point of having enough vaccinations for everybody that wants one and starting to chip away at the group of people who have been what's called vaccine hesitant. So if anybody on this call is not vaccinated, I would be more than happy to talk to you about whatever your concerns are about the vaccine. You can reach me personally. I'd be glad to talk to you. And I would urge everybody to not only get vaccinated, but try to help their friends and family members to understand the importance of getting vaccinated, because we're in a race right now between getting people vaccinated and these new variants coming in. So the next few months are going to be very, very important, and will let us know what the next few years are going to be.
Wow.
So get vaccinated to protect yourself, to protect your family, and to protect the rest of the community.
And I think
it's worth it.
You've brought up before, like the, you know, maybe someday we'll be able to meet in person again. And there is some discussion here at the county about meeting in person or having hybrid meetings. And there is a lot left to figure out about that. And I learned this at our meeting last week from the tech guys who were setting up the room and talking to me during your meeting. And one thing they told us that I want to share with you is that the Mental Health Board and the DD Board are the only ones who transitioned to the Zoom meeting platform without any trouble. So
whoa.
Congratulations to you all. Excellent job.
And well, thanks to the staff. To and staff. I see Stephanie just left, but thank you, Stephanie, for all your work and everybody else for all your work.
Yeah.
I would just like to add a thank you to the staff too, and to you, Anne, and you, Gail, for all of your work in through this, especially through this application process, and all of our applicants too. Thank you.
Yes, thank you to everybody. And on that note, I'm going to adjourn this meeting. Everybody have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.